Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the heels of the How Many More rally, held on the steps of the Texas State Capitol,
Texas!
The Washington Post sat perched atop the Drudge Report with a story regarding what they described as a man killing five of his neighbors because they complained that he was shooting an AR-15 in his yard at all hours of the night. However, if you were actually interested in the details and not the brainwashing, it became horrifically obvious that the shooter and the victims were illegal immigrants, while the description of the yard led the reader to envision a typical suburban lot when it was a rural area in Texas where target practice is common. A stark reminder of the Mockingbird media twisting the fine points in order to further the globalist anti-Second Amendment Bilderberg agenda.
Everybody that was shot from the neck up, almost execution style.
Just yesterday in Cleveland, Texas, right outside of Houston, there was a guy that executed six people, including an eight-year-old little boy, a Mexican national. It's a cartel hit.
So I'll be honest, all right, I don't know anything about that case. I haven't been following it, and so I'm not qualified to comment on it. But what I do know, living in Texas, is that this isn't the first murder that's cartel-related. And if people wake up, cartel-related murders have been happening for a number of years. They're increasing, and they're not just happening in Texas. They're happening all over the country. Look at tripwires and triggers. Read what Jason Jones has been reporting for years. The cartels have been moving into this country. Look at Operation Python from the DEA. They arrested over 700 cartel members of one cartel on U.S. soil, and it did nothing to that cartel.
They're risking the lives of the migrants that they're rolling out the welcome mat for. These people are dying. They're being raped. They're being murdered, assaulted. I read a story recently about a young girl who had more than 60 pieces of human DNA inside of her. Whose conscience is that on?
But for a few hours at the How Many More rally, truth was thankfully on full display.
There is no America without secure borders. There is no Texas without secure borders. What the hell are you doing up there? I don't process invaders. I repel invaders. So let's get this legislation where finally, Texas can be the shining light of freedom in the United States of America.
Let's think about the numbers. In 25 months, 6 million total encounters and more than 1.7 million total gotaways. That's insanity. At this pace, in 48 months of this administration, this country is looking at encountering 14 million total encounters and gotaways. 14 million! And you don't want to see another dead migrant die in a tractor trailer like the 53 who died in the Texas heat in San Antonio last summer, or the 856 who died along the Rio Grande and along the southwest border last year. Thousands that are in the sex trafficking trade as we speak in the supposedly strongest and most powerful nation in the history of the world. While we're sitting here right now, some little girl is in the back of a car on I-35 getting taken God knows where.
We talk about the Mexican cartels. They are now the shadow government of Mexico. Why are they a shadow government? It's very simple. They don't want to worry about Social Security, education, this kind of stuff. No, it's much easier for the cartels to let everybody think that there's an actual government running Mexico. There is not. The cartels have gone into towns and cities across America, bought up property. So have the Chinese. They work hand in hand. And they are in bed with people within this government. So I don't buy the saber rattling. Doesn't mean the threat isn't real. But look beyond the surface to what you're really looking at.
After hearing these unsettling truths expressed passionately and with focus, while the media turns on the very people calling for action on the life-threatening invasion of our southern border as millions more will pour over after Title 42 ends on May 11th, the spotlight swung squarely on the the cancerous rot of Obama's modernization of the Smith-Munn Act in 2012. As 11 years later, propaganda now dominates crucial life-saving information that, when left unreported, will hasten the downfall of Western civilization, as it is intended to do so.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The front lines of the information war. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, May 1st. 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex Jones today. We also have Paul Joseph Watson. He's going to be hosting the third hour, and Gerald Salente hosting the fourth hour. And I have so much news on my desk, my head is spinning. You've got the situation at the southern border already out of control, about to be a lot worse as the spring wave of migrant caravans is heading towards Texas. And Title 42 from the Trump administration that kept some of the illegal immigration at bay is about to expire. And even though the Biden administration tried to say, hey, we're shutting down the Darien Gap, nobody can come through here anymore, it was a lie. It was so overwhelmed and overcrowded, they said that, hoping some of the illegal immigrant waves would stop or hold back, and it hasn't been the case. And so you've got all these crimes related to the illegal immigration problem, but the media wants you to treat it like it's a homegrown problem. So an illegal immigrant comes to Texas and shoots people, and they say, oh, that's a Texas man. Three times deported Mexican who shot neighbors described by media as Texas man. So, we'll cover that. Now, last night, we talked about the issue of why they want to put a microchip in you, or why you have all these countries looking to switch to a central bank digital currency. Well, it's the same reason why now they are banning gas in new construction sites in the state of New York. So in the whole state, if you're already developing a property and you already have your designs, you can finish it with a gas pipeline. Any new development, any new construction in New York City, no gas. No gas. Why do they want a central bank digital currency? Why do they want you to not have a gas-powered car or have a gas line into your house? It's all about control. The same thing goes with the speech issue. Massive attack against freedom of speech. Elon Musk condemns Ireland's Orwellian hate speech bill. You know, we do have some hate speech bills here in the United States as well, including the great state of Florida from Ron DeSantis. That's one of his bad spots. But it's all about getting the entire population of the planet onto the physical control grid, but also the psychological control grid, making you so afraid to speak what you're really feeling or to say what you really see, because they will shut off access to the digital currency and you won't be able to buy or sell. They will turn off the power to your house. You see, that's what it's all about. If you've got gas in your tank, then you can turn the key, turn your engine on, it'll turn over, and you can drive. But if that's an electric vehicle connected to the internet, then they can just flip that switch. You can't drive. You're supposed to be due for a vaccine this week, and you haven't gone, so your car has now been shut down. If you would like to get in your car, it will take you directly to the CDC Vaccination Center, and we will once again allow you to drive your car freely and to use our central banking digital currency. Thank you for being a compliant slave. It's the same thing, but how are they going to bring this in? Well, they signed the laws. No more gas in your house. No more gas cars. Now they have full control over your living standards. But they got to find a new way to put that microchip in you. Utah biotech company implants brain chips in 50 people to cure depression, blindness, paralysis. I'm not a Luddite. I like technology. I want to use technology if it makes my life easier and more convenient. And so, yeah, if I was blind and I had some sort of an accident and I couldn't see anymore and there was a technology that could make me see again, I would probably want to use that. I don't know. That's tough. Would I really want a brain chip in my brain? I don't know. But if I was blind and I could see again, maybe I would. But see, that's not what this is about. Notice what they've done to the youth. Notice how they're pumping America full of pharmaceutical drugs for all these different... I have anxiety. Oh, I have depression. Oh, I have this. I have that. And I still have this on my desk because it's just so true. Even though it's last week's news, U.S. Army PSYOPs expert, Fox News fired Carlson to maintain semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population. But that's just, they want you informed. They want you uninformed and misinformed. So you're basically quasi-retarded is what he's saying. Like, you're not actually retarded. You don't have a mental condition. I mean, we haven't put liberalism in the DSM-5. I don't think liberalism as a mental disorder will be in the DSM-6. So we're not actually diagnosing these people with a mental disorder. But they have no clue how the world works. They have no clue the planet they live on. They fall for every lie and propaganda piece that gets put in front of their eyes. And so that puts them into a quasi-retarded state. That's why when I used to go out, I can't really do it anymore, but others do it. You can go out, you find a group of liberals, you ask them five basic questions. They can't tell the difference between their ass and a hole in the ground. They couldn't find their ass with a map and both hands. That's the quasi-retarded population. So why am I bringing this up with depression? Well, now they're telling all the children, oh, you might be trans, you might be a boy, you might be a girl. The world is going to end from global warming. Donald Trump is a Nazi. You live in a fascist country. All of this stuff. And now the youth is depressed and now the youth has anxiety. So it's one thing for the pharmaceutical companies to shove their pills down these children's throats dealing with this crap. Oh, but now you can get the microchip. And so what do you think is going to happen? Just like all these kids, the last numbers I checked, more than half of college students in the United States of America were on some form of an SSRI drug or had been prescribed some form of an antidepressant or SSRI drug in their lives. And actually, new polls come out and they look at the difference between somebody that leans left, somebody leans right. Same numbers. The majority of people that lean left in this country are on a pharmaceutical pill. Well, in 5-10 years, In 5 to 10 years, you're not going to be taking a pill. You're going to have something implanted into your brain. Instead of an SSRI drug, the reuptake inhibitor, it's going to be in your brain, and it's going to be controlling your brain. And you can't just turn it off. You can't just decide, I don't like the way these pills make me feel. I'm going to stop taking them. No, that's in your brain. You don't have control over it. It's got control over you. So all of these things come together. All of these things play into the same game, which is to get the population of the planet in full control so that the people believe that they own this planet, the slave masters, can have a completely obedient, compliant, controllable human population to do with whatever they feel. Whether that's to use us as slaves, use us as batteries, or just off us, that's where all of this goes. And in case you haven't noticed it yet, they're shoving it in your face. Why do you think all of their events now feature some form of Satan worship? Why do you think they love mangling little boys and girls if they can't kill them before they make it out of the womb? It's a death cult.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Respect Elon Musk in his pursuit to save free speech, because I think it's genuine, and a lot of people see him kind of rubbing elbows with people on the left and people on the right, and they think, oh, that's bad, he should only be rubbing elbows with us. No, I disagree. I'm glad to see someone in the middle trying to link us all together, even if we do have disagreements, because we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. Massive attack against freedom of speech. Elon Musk condemns Ireland's Orwellian hate speech bill. Again, folks, it ties in. You're going to get so sick and tired of me saying this, but this needs to be understood so desperately. U.S. Army PSYOPs expert, Fox News fired Tucker Carlson to maintain semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population. So, it's all a free speech issue. It's the same reason why they censor InfoWars and Alex Jones. Because we make you think. People tune into this, or I'll talk to friends, and they think, wow, Owen, you're so informed, you're so intelligent, you're so smart. Folks, let's see, 11, 12 years ago, I was a semi-retarded part of the population. I was a sports head. I was in sports media. I didn't know how the world worked. I didn't understand politics, government. I didn't understand the real threat for what they are. It was like you could see them. You knew it was there. You could feel it if you had any survival instinct or will to be free. But you're a semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded person. You don't have any clue. That's why they can't have Alex Jones. That's why they can't have Tucker Carlson. That's why they can't have all these other names and outlets out there, because they make you think. I made the analogy to Space Odyssey 2001. Why do the monkeys freak out when they see the obelisk? Because it makes them think. And what does that thought do? It spurs evolution, progression, advancement of the species. If you can't think, if you can't notice something and say, what is this? Why is this here? How did this get here? And you can't think that out, you stay a part of the semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population. You don't evolve. You don't have that moment of discovery and then the pursuit of knowledge. So that's what this is all about. Now, I've got other news on the fallout here from Tucker Carlson's firing. But he recently went on a show, and this is a perfect example. Clayton Morris, he's been in mainstream news. He's been on Fox News. He's done big specials. Smart, well-spoken guy. And he and his wife, Natalie, I don't know if she had a past history in media or not, but they started their own thing, and they've been friends with Tucker Carlson, called Redacted. And I don't know how long it's been around. I've started really following them this year because I like what they do. And they're all about, hey, we've seen behind the curtains of the mainstream media, and we know what it's like. We're going to show you some of that, and we're going to keep you informed. So Tucker Carlson went on Redacted with Clayton and Natalie Morris, and this is such a powerful statement. It's like a 40-second clip. But if you understand what he's saying here, then you understand exactly what the ex-U.S. Army PSYOPs expert is talking about. Here's Tucker Carlson on with Clayton Morris.
Defended by conspiracy. If you go on TV tonight and say, I think the earth is flat, people just laugh at you. They don't care if you think the earth is flat. It's not a threat to anyone. But if you say, like, what actually happened with Building 7? Like, that is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what
right,
is that?
Right.
If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. You'd, like, lose your job over that. Why? It's my country.
Right.
Is it an attack on my country? Can I ask it? Like, I don't really understand. Do buildings actually collapse? No, they. Maybe they do. I don't know. But, like, why can't I ask questions about that? Anything you're not allowed to ask questions about is something you should be asking more questions about. As far as I'm concerned.
Now, not to make a big issue of that, we've got a lot of new audience members here on InfoWars. We don't spend every day talking about the lies of September 11th or all the anomalies or impossibilities. How many people know that three buildings fell on September 11th, 2021? How many people know that? How many people tuned into this right now? Did you know that? I didn't know that until I saw a documentary that Alex Jones helped produce. Oh, right. And then what do? You start digging deeper. You start asking other questions. Well, oh, okay, Building 7 fell. Well, why did it fall? Well, they say it was a structure fire. Really? Do structure fires make buildings fall? Let's look at the history. Actually, no, they don't. There's dozens of examples. And by the way, we live in the 21st century. We have videos. You can watch videos of entire skyscrapers with flames shooting out of the windows and the buildings still don't fall. See, I'm not trying to go off on a jag. The point is, as Tucker Carlson says, hey, I'm not allowed to talk about Building 7 at Fox. Why is that? Why don't they talk about Building 7? What are they covering up? Is that not interesting? Is that not curious how another building just falls magically, but you're not allowed to talk about it? Oh, what about Anthony Fauci and his involvement in the Wuhan lab? What? I didn't know that. No, they don't want you to know these things. They don't want this information to be made public. That's why they hate InfoWars. That's why they had to kick Tucker Carlson off Fox News. And you see, now the crew is just showing you all these different massive blazes, these structure fires where the skyscrapers still don't fall. Whole infernos, blazing infernos, like right out of hell, buildings still stand. But not on September 11th, 2001. Something else happened that day. But again, it's not like I'm trying to get off on a jag here. The logical conclusion that thinking people have reached is that all of these different events where somehow we never get any honesty or we can't trust the investigations or there's more questions left unanswered than answered even years later, and we start to see the signs and the symbols that what are we in here? Is this some sort of a death cult trying to take over our country? Is it the same criminal cabal behind 9/11 that's behind the COVID-19 pandemic, that's behind the rigged 2020 election, that's behind all this global warming madness wanting to put you into a carbon emission, carbon footprint slavery? And you start to ask questions like this, and now all of a sudden, you're no longer a part of the semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population, which is where they want you. So they can put a brain chip in your head and then just take full control over you. So you're not supposed to know about any of this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, slaves traditionally aren't allowed to get an education. Slaves are not allowed to have weapons and defend themselves. Oh, well, now it's your government saying you shouldn't know anything and you shouldn't have a weapon to defend yourself.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So you've heard Alex talk about many times, he said on air, how he helped wake up Tucker Carlson. And some of the details of this, maybe he hasn't gone into, and I'm not even sure I knew this, but in the break, Darren McBreen, who sits there watching the show, puts out a lot of the great special reports and edits that we have here, said, hey, did you know this? And so I was covering Building 7. Three buildings fell on September 11th. Most Americans think it was only two. There was a third. And so Darren, he scooped me on how one of the awakening moments for Tucker Carlson right here in this studio even.
That's right. Specifically about Building 7. You're not going to believe this, but he had never seen it before. And so when he came into the studio, we had a tablet, and we showed Building 7 falling down. And he was shocked because he says, I've never seen this before. And Tucker said, he says, as a news person, I should have seen this. Why haven't I seen this? And He's watching with amazement because he had never seen Building 7 fall. Even being in the news media himself, which obviously a 47-story building falling on its own imprint, you'd think that'd be something that was shown on the news, but typically nobody had ever seen it before, including Tucker Carlson.
Well, and yeah, not just a newsman not seeing that, but it's the biggest terror attack on this country in its history. It was all over the news all day long. How convenient that they left out Building 7 to such an extent that even people in the media had never seen the video.
Yes, and like I said, he was shocked. And let me tell you another thing. So Tucker was here for the day. He stayed the entire day, even after the Alex Jones show was over. He hung out with the reporters at the time. It was Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, myself, Rob Dew. We spent the day with him talking. And as he left, when he was leaving that day, he stopped before he walked out the door. He stopped, he turned around, and he looked at us, and he said something like, "I have to admit to you guys, I had some preconceived notions about InfoWars and reporters and everybody here. I thought you guys were a little bit on the fringe side. But after spending the day with you guys, not only do I not think you guys are crazy, but you guys have given me a lot to think about." And then he walked out the door. So it was an amazing day. And he actually changed my perspective about him, too, because back in the day, we're talking like 2003, 4, 5, 6, Tucker was what you would call a neocon as far as a reporter. He was very much pro-war. But to his credit, he's actually admitted those that he was wrong. You've heard him on the air saying, you know, "I used to be a warmonger. I used to support the Iraq war." So he is able to change. And as long as we plant these seeds, you know, we can't give up on everyone. A lot of these people do turn around. They learn from things like Building 7. Plant those seeds, and you'll see years later what could happen. And now we've seen what has happened to Tucker Carlson. And let me tell you something else. He is just getting started. Because now that he's not, you know, chained down by Fox News, he could say whatever he wants. And I think we're going to see a lot more from him.
And just in the short clips we've had from him since his firing, they've all been powerful. And you look at a guy like Clayton Morris. Again, he's been with the legacy media. He's been with the establishment media. To me, didn't really have much of an impact. Now that he's doing his thing called Redacted, he's actually having an impact. I think Tucker Carlson is going to be the same way. But, you know, my final thing with Darren, and I know you're over at your desk probably working on the next special report. How many other examples of this, though? It's like there's so many times where I'll be having a discussion with somebody or a political nature, what have you, and I'll say, "Hey, have you seen this or have you seen this?" And no, I've never heard of that. No, I've never seen this. And it's like, well, of course you haven't, because that's the obelisk. That's as soon as you see it, your entire world changes. I mean, it's like we could sit here and we could go off a list. Like, how many people know that Anthony Fauci helped fund the Wuhan lab that the virus came out of? I mean, it's just these stories. There's so many of them out there that people just have no idea exist because it's not on the mainstream news.
Well, and once they learn, once they're awake, you could never go back. And that's the thing. And I also believe that, you know, we're going to see Fox News is going to plummet, but it's creating a vacuum for independent media like InfoWars, Rumble, whatever Tucker's going to do in the future. We are going to be the mainstream because they cannot believe the dinosaur Mockingbird media anymore. They are collapsing and we are rising to the top.
And, you know, Rumble is not perfect. Band.video is not perfect, but these are outlets, folks, that we can use to get the information out there. Darren McBreen, thank you for joining us. I always love it when the crew comes in here and is like, they respond to something I said. That means I'm doing a good job. If I got the InfoWars crew, some of the smartest people in media saying, "Hey, that was good stuff. I want to talk about that," then we're doing a good job here. I do have more news on the Tucker Carlson situation I want to cover since we're on it. But just real quick, because I kind of go through phases, if you will, of how I consume my content, my media, mostly news. And what I've noticed is I've been more inclined to go onto Rumble lately, and it's becoming a lot easier now on Rumble to find people talking about news and covering news, but actually real people who aren't trying to lie to you. It's becoming a lot easier. And, you know, this is why I decided, hey, I'm gonna launch a new Rumble channel and I'm going to really stick to it, because we have an opportunity to build something now. And we've already been successful with Band.Video, and we got a bunch of band hosts here, and we got a bunch of talented people at Band.Video, from talk show hosts and commentators and musicians and comedians, a real plethora, older generations, younger generations. It's all represented there, but that's still kind of a closed loop. Not anybody can just sign up for it. We don't have the money for that kind of a bandwidth. But at Rumble, they're starting to get there. And when I log on to Rumble and I see Dan Bongino getting 40, 50,000 people on a live stream, when I log on to Rumble and I see Steve Bannon with thousands of people tuned into a live stream, or Kim Iverson or all of these other alternative media people, this is good news. That's what YouTube used to look like for political media and live news coverage. That's what it used to look like. And now people that tell the truth in news media don't go to YouTube anymore. They go to Rumble, and Rumble's starting to figure out how they can get these things out there and how they can promote these different channels. They're getting better at it. So not perfect, but glad they're out there. And that's why I said, you know what, I'm going to start a Rumble channel, and InfoWars has Rumble channels as well, and you should go follow those. We need to build those up now that Rumble is getting a lot bigger audience now. But I said, okay, now that we have the opportunity to try to recapture some of that magic, it's a little different because YouTube is like everybody goes to YouTube, not just the people looking for political content, but everybody goes to YouTube. So you're tapping in to different streams of consciousness that you wouldn't normally. But at Rumble, it's mostly people looking for political content, so you still don't really have all the different unique streams of consciousness there. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to remember, but I mean, when Alex Jones would go live on the Alex Jones show, I mean, 2016, folks, we were putting up redonkulous numbers. I mean, redonkulous numbers. Even me, who is still a fresh face and voice in the media at the time, even I would go start a YouTube live and immediately 10,000 people would tune in live. And that was like top numbers on YouTube. Alex Jones, 100,000 people. As soon as he fired on a live stream, 100,000 people. It would have a million views as soon as the broadcast was over, a million views. Well, okay, they stole that from us. We're not allowed to have that. Well, now it's coming back, folks. Now it's coming back. And we've got the large audience, obviously, at InfoWars and Band.Video. That's our own stuff. That's great. But now you've got Rumble that's starting to emerge as a real competitor with YouTube. And you've got Twitter where, well, Alex is still banned and you still can't share Band.Video links, but other people are allowed to speak there. This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare for the slave masters of this planet. They can't have us knowing.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Comes with slavery, but you've already figured that out, haven't you? That's why you're tuned in to this transmission, amplifying the spirit of freedom, amplifying the freedom of thought and independence. Now, I'm going to cover these Tucker Carlson headlines and really just focus on the news and some other video clips here. Everything we do is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I have to recommend, I'm telling you, this was not designed as a coffee flavor enhancer, but Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is the best coffee flavor enhancer I've ever had. Again, that's not why it was designed. That's just something I tried here one day. I said, oh, I'm going to put a scoop of the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus in my coffee this morning, and it was just like mind-blowing, taste buds blowing. But Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, great for your health, primal human nutrition. It's got bone broth and other paleo ingredients. It's the next generation of paleo nutrition. It's got the chicken broth powder, protein isolate, acacia fiber, alfalfa herb, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, organic goji berry, organic acai berry. It's just, this stuff is just loaded, folks. And I like to put a scoop of it in a protein shake after a workout, or I like to put a scoop of it in a cup of coffee. Actually, I'll do about a half scoop in a cup of coffee for a flavor enhancer. Yes, the flavor is great. The chocolate flavor is great. New and improved Ultimate Bone Broth Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the many great products we have there. In fact, guys, put that back up for me, because I believe we've got it on sale, 25% off. Yes, it is. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is on sale right now, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that great special. And remember, the two T-shirts we have available right now, we used to sell T-shirts all the time. We really just do limited edition releases now. And the two ones that are currently on sale, but limited time, when they sell out, they're gone. That's the Alex Jones for President 2024 T-shirt and the Donald Trump political prisoner T-shirt with Trump's fake mugshot on there. And they ended up not doing the mugshot. They figured that would be too good for his campaign. So we did one ourselves, a mock-up, and put it on a T-shirt. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. Let's just start pile-driving through some of this news here. Again, stories at InfoWars.com. Massive attack against freedom of speech. Elon Musk condemns Ireland's Orwellian hate speech bill. Ireland is about to pass one of the most radical hate speech bills in the entire world, which will throw people in jail for possessing hateful material on their devices and consider the accused guilty until proven innocent. Now, here's the catch, because this is all a lie. This is not a hate speech bill. That's like, oh, it's the Patriot Act. Oh, it's Black Lives Matter. They use these words thinking you won't dig into it and you'll just assume it's something good. Oh, Black Lives Matter? Well, that's a good thing. Oh, pro-choice? Well, that's a good thing. Oh, Patriot Act? Obviously a good thing. But you dig in it and you realize, oh, wait, no, that's not a good thing. This is not about stopping hate speech. Because who determines what hate speech is? Well, if you're being intellectually honest, the person that decides what is hate speech is either going to be the person speaking or the person on the receiving end of the words. Well, then that leaves it up to a matter of opinion then, doesn't it? What is hate speech and what is not? Well, here's what they'll call hate speech. If I go down to the Texas Capitol, and there's a group of trans kids activists, you know, the people that like to mutilate little children, your mad scientist types that take little boys and girls. I mean, folks, it's like, you know, the people talk about the whole Pinocchio allegory and what you see in Pinocchio. This is like 100 times worse. But I guess it still makes sense. We're going to take all the children and we're going to genitally mutilate them. Ah, trans kids, yeah. But if I go down to the Texas Capitol and I say, hey, that's genital mutilation, that's the mutilation and abuse of children, that shouldn't be going on, that's called hate speech. Well, I'm not being hateful to anybody. How is that hate speech? I'm just telling the truth. No, they decide what is hate speech. But if they come up to me and they start insulting me, say, for the color of my skin, or maybe because I'm straight, or maybe because I'm Christian, or maybe because I work at InfoWars, and they start to insult me, well, that is certainly not hate speech. So let's just call it what it is. This isn't an anti-hate speech bill. That's a lie. This is an anti-you-can-tell-the-truth bill. This is an anti-truth bill. This is an anti-free speech bill. And if you really just want to cut it, this is any type of speech that would be viewed as right wing is now considered hate speech. That's really what these leftist tyrants mean. What they haven't figured out, because they can't see two moves ahead, they wouldn't be very good chess players. What they haven't figured out is that what is hate speech today that they can use against their political opposition will be different than what the hate speech is tomorrow, which will be used against them to silence and censor them as well. They just haven't seen that far down the board. They're still the semi-quasi-retarded, lobotomized population. And then once they've been used to get all the actual free thinkers and high intellect people off the thought plane, then they're going to be the ones guilty of hate speech. Do you... how can you not see this? Do you really think they're promoting the genital mutilation of children because that's a good thing? It's a trap. You're being tricked into promoting the most devious, sordid activities on the face of the earth, child sacrifice in the womb called abortion, and child genital mutilation called trans kids. You're being trapped because as soon as they get all the free thinkers removed, they're coming for you next, and it's going to be crimes against children. You really can't see it, can you? You really can't see how you're being set up for your own fall. And you'll be celebrating. You've just turned the nation of America into a nation of eunuchs. And you'll be celebrating, think it's all great. But then it'll come for you. It'll come for you, and you'll actually be the bad guy. Because you did it. You did turn it into a nation of eunuchs. But it's not going to work. Too many people are going to be standing up, and you can fire Tucker Carlson, and you can censor Alex Jones, and you can try to arrest Owen Schroyer and Steve Bannon and the rest. It's not going to work. You can try to cancel Elon Musk and everybody else. It's not going to work. At White House Correspondents' Dinner, Joe Biden tells regime media it's over for Tucker Carlson. Ha! Oh, wrong-o. It's just beginning for Tucker Carlson. Fox News primetime ratings in complete collapse following Tucker's exit. No real surprise there. Tucker Carlson's main neighbors rally around him after Fox ousting as they share what he's really like. You know, I have to say, I've really learned something. And I kind of have already known this, but it really just hits home whenever you see stuff like this. What the establishment or just the brainwashed leftists don't understand when they come after people like Tucker Carlson is, you know, he's actually a good person. I know that this might surprise you and be a foreign concept to you, like an actually good person that is liked by everybody. But they're about to figure this out the hard way. Tucker Carlson has a lot of friends across the political aisle. And the people that know Tucker Carlson know he's a good man, and they like him. And so all I'm saying is, folks, do not take personal relationships for granted and cherish them. Because I think about it all the time. So the best investment I've ever made in my life is not, you know, maybe buying a nice house that it appreciated in value or, you know, making an investment or whatever. The best investment I've ever made is with people that I still consider my friends or my family to this day that will always know you, know who you really are, and have your back when the liars come for you. And this is about to be tested with Tucker Carlson. Yapping puppy Brian Kilmeade lashes out at Steve Bannon after he loses 2/3 of Tucker's audience. Kilmeade is not exactly a popular...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.